Amen. Rest of you, turn your Bibles with me to the 12th chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, we don't want to have the congregation fixing dinner out there. Just don't take but just a few. Rest of them, amen. Y'all running over each other out there. Send the rest of them back in here. Amen. Hallelujah. 12th chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Start at the first verse. Now, I'll read kind of quickly to get down to about the 7th verse. Amen. Apostle Paul, writing to the Corinthians, said, "It is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord." Now, how many know people today, Brother Johnny, is failing in visions and revelations? And while we went to Mississippi, we didn't take alarm clock with us, and you know we had to be over, supposed to be over at 8 o'clock for breakfast, and 10 o'clock service started. And so I said, "Now Lord, I need you to wake me up." Amen. Hallelujah. Because my watch was rung, and amen, and it got all carried in my pocket. Amen. It got also. I said, "Now Lord, I need you to wake me up." Amen. Well, over in the morning. Amen. I don't know what time it was. Amen. Lord woke me up like that. And when I was there, and I just went into a vision, and I seen the clock, and it said 6:55. Hallelujah. How many know God knew where Saul's daddy's mules was at? Come on, how many know God knows what time it is? How many know the church need to come to visions and revelations? Come on. Amen. Is that right? How many wants to come to visions and revelations? How many know when people sink, you need to see a vision where they're going to live or where they're going to die? Come on, how many know it's the truth? See, the tools that God's give us. How many know people's conformed or confined it down to coming to church and sitting on a pew? Honey, God didn't want you just to do that. It's your obligation to come to church. But God wants you to have visions and revelations of God. They're meant to entice you and to let you know that God's real. Somebody shout hallelujah. What do you think the word of knowledge is? What do you think the word of wisdom is? Come on, amen. All right, I'm not going to deal long on that, but I want to go on, because I want to go down further. Paul said, "I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether in the body. Whether in the body, I cannot tell, or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows such a man was caught up into the third heaven." Now, let me know, this is Paul caught away in the Spirit. Now, I don't know about you, but amen. A few years ago, I was laying in my bed and praying, and the Lord took me over and took my spirit out of my body and took me up into the ceiling. And I looked back down and seen my body form laying on that bed, and my spirit was up in the ceiling, and He just let my spirit go back down and get right back in my body. See, amen, if you come to the understanding of the Word of God, when you're suffering and you're going through it and you got faith and you believe in God, amen, when you think you can't stand the pain, God can take you out of your body, amen, hallelujah, and let your spirit, amen, be out of your body and give you some rest so you can rest in the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. Honey, I'm here to tell you, church has become a social club. It's become a routine. It's become a money racket. But God wants His church to be a house of prayer where you can get a hold of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Here was a man giving his experience how that he was caught up into the third heaven. Amen. Listen, I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into the paradise. Now, where is the paradise at? Now, what is the paradise? You look that word up. It means the place where the blessed dead go. It means them old saints of God. When that spirit leaves out of that body and that spirit's caught up to the third heaven, amen, to be in the paradise of God until this thing winds up. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know why Paul didn't mind dying? He done been up there. Amen. He was caught out of the body. His spirit was caught up in the third heaven. And brother, he had an experience with God. What's wrong with the churches today? You just got a feel good experience. You need visions. And you need revelations. You need more than just a church house experience. Now, what did he hear? What did he hear up in the paradise? Hey, man, what did he hear? Listen. He said, and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for man to utter. My God, what an experience with God. Hallelujah. That's why Paul could, history said, run to the Nero's chop block. That's why he could lay his head down. He knew what was waiting on him. Amen. You know what's wrong with the church today? All they get out of church is little chill bumps. All they get out of it is have a little emotion. Honey, the Holy Ghost makes you get emotion. Emotion's not the Spirit of God, but the Spirit of God makes you get emotional. Somebody shout glory with me. Amen. Brother Easty, God carried him out of that body and carried him up into the place where the dead go. And he heard words he wouldn't even lawful for man to utter. Amen. Boy, it put something in him. How many know we need something in us? How many know we need something in us? You know people can't suffer today. You know people can't suffer. Amen. Hallelujah. Used to they trusted God. Amen. Say, God, you'll heal me or I'll die in the one. They take a little fever now and they run to the town all about it. They get an upset stomach instead of trusting God. They run to the Alka-Seltzers. Amen. No wonder you can't trust God in the big things. Amen. You won't trust Him in the little things. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let me tell you what's wrong with the church world. They need some more experience with God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Are you listening at me? Brother, we need some experiences. People run around like little kids. Feelings ran on their shoulder. You take a sucker from them, they'll pout for a week. Come on, they can't suffer nothing. They can't suffer nothing. They can't even suffer. Him in their body get a little tired. And they say, I'm going to stay home. I'm too tired. They'd rather stay home and sin than they had to push their body and go to church and live right. Come on. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Told Brother Bobby. He said we're going down to see Joy to see if that'd be all right. I said, yeah, that's all right. When it's a necessity, you got to go. It's, you know, you got to. But I said, what makes it wrong when you seek and look for opportunities to stay out of church? That's wrong. That's wrong. Amen. The Bible said, fail not to assemble yourself together. You think God's going to write that in the Bible and said, I wrote it down, but you don't have to do it if you don't want to. Come on. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. God wrote these things in the Bible. He said, you think He's going to give you the option of doing it if you want to or don't? That's just like holiness. Amen. The church world got away from holiness. Amen. They think that they can do anything they want to because the preacher said so. Honey, the preacher ain't your God. The Word of God's what you got to live by. Somebody shout hallelujah. He didn't write it in there and said, you got an option. It said, you shall. Shall means sure enough. Live by the Word of God. Come on, let me know we can be bound by that Word of God. Amen. Let's go a little bit deeper. Amen. I'm trying to get to the message. Woo. That clock's flying. He said, of such one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. Now, Paul said, I'm going to glory, not in my revelations, not in my visions, not in my spiritual experience with God, but said, I'm going to glory in my infirmities. We got the cart before the horse. You know what they told me? The reason they started the front wheel drives of a car. You know where they said they got that from? They said they got that from a mule pulling the wagon. If you got the pulling power in the front, you can pull a greater load than if you got the mule at the back pushing you. Makes sense, don't it? Huh? Woo! If some of you quit pushing the load and start pulling it, hallelujah, you'll have some power with God. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Is that right? Amen. Now, if you'll start glowing in your infirmities and still your chew bumps, somebody say, "Well, I know that's God. I feel goosebumps." You better know which goose he comes from. A lot of people feel goosebumps with them wrong goose, honey. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Let me tell you something. God will not heal over sin. He'll forgive you and then he'll heal you. Or he'll heal you and forgive you. Come on, he said, take heed you go sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. God hates sin. He hates wickedness. He hates evil. And brother, God's not going to let you be a Christian and have sin and evil in your life. You've got to cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. If you want to come back to visions and revelations and experience with God, you've got to come back to where God can respect the way that you live. Come on, let me know what you're doing. Now, we got to arm ourselves with a mind to suffer. Now, Paul said, I'm going to glory in my infirmities. Let me read the definition of infirmities to you. It means in the feebleness. It means ailment. Woo! It means personal failings. It means disease. You ever got sick and prayed to get sick so God can heal you, know you now see in your life? Now remember, church has changed a little bit. We got a lot of bishops now sitting up there. Bless God. Hallelujah. Woo, it's kind of changed, ain't it? Come on, bro. Amen. They're so starchy. If the power moved on them, they might break. You know? Amen. Yeah. They want to dictate. So don't you get too emotional. You'll show us up, so you better stay in your place. Right. We got manners around here. Honey, they done got so many church house manners, God done went out the door. Amen. They done got Ichabod brought over the door. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Instead of having prayer lines, they got Blue Cross and Blue Shield in their church. Hello? Hallelujah. Woo! Oral Roberts, quit praying for the sick, go to the hospital. I never found where Jesus built a hospital. He healed all the sick that come to him. Cast out devils, set people free. I mean, know what the truth is. Hey, amen. How long has it been since some of you seen the devil cast out? You know, we cast them out here every once in a while. Come on. Hey, amen. But a lot of them devils are afraid to come around. They know what will get a hold of them. Somebody said, I ain't going up there. There are many hypocrites. I don't guess so. You one of them, you pray we'll get a hold of you. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Is that right? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, no, we need to glory in our weakness and feebleness. Come on. People's exalted themselves so high, God's done moved out of their life. Amen. And the more God moves through you, the smaller you feel. Amen. Hallelujah. When you get exalted, amen, brother, he said, if you exalt yourself, God will make you a base. But if you humble yourself before God, his hand will lift you up. Amen. If you humble yourself, God will exalt you. Somebody shout hallelujah. The church has got too exalted. God's going to bring them back to the knees. Amen. Jesus said, the Lord has, amen, anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, cleanse the leopard, to open the prison doors, to send them captivity. Honey, the same, amen, the same thing that Jesus came to do, amen, he's put it in his church. We've got away from that. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let's get it back in. Amen. Paul said our gospel came not but in passing words of man's wisdom, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Where is the demonstration of the power of God? Somebody shout hallelujah. Don't build your faith in some seminary preacher. And ain't nothing wrong in, amen, going through seminaries if you can stand it. But going through a seminary don't make you no different than nobody else. If you don't get the power of God in your life, you ain't going to make it either. But let me tell you something. Amen. Not going to seminary don't make you get by with either. Because see, Jesus said to study, to show yourself approved unto God. Workmen need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing even the word of truth. How your preachers on radio, I'm ashamed of them. I wish some of them wouldn't even say that they're apostolic. I wish they wouldn't even say they're Pentecostal. I wish they wouldn't even say they're holiness. They bring a reproach upon, amen, the name of the Lord, the way they conduct themselves. You know why? It's because they've not studied. They have not studied. Amen. Somebody said, I just get up there and let God give it to me, honey. That's against the Word of God. He will fill your mouth, but He said, first of all, study to show yourself approved unto God. You do always hear and not knowing the Scripture, neither the power of God. Some of you people get up there and you feel a spirit, amen, or something. People, let me reverse that. Some preachers get up there to preach and they say God's filling their mouth and they don't know where it's God or not. If you don't know the right word, you might just say something to make you feel good, and honey, feel good ain't God. Amen. The Spirit and the Word will agree, and if it ain't according to the Word, it's the wrong spirit. So if you don't know the Scripture, how you know where you're right or wrong? Come on. Now, after you know the Scripture and you study the Word of God, then God will give it to you. Come on. What's getting quiet in here? I got to get in what I want to preach. He said, let's go to the 7th verse. Least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh. Lord, listen to this. Now, Paul was chiefest among the apostles, but he had a thorn in his flesh. Woo! Now, won't you follow along with me? Now, some of you has got to have something wrong with you all the time, or you won't do right. Every time you get up a little bit, start doing good, amen, you jump out of the traces. Now, I don't care how good a mule looks. I don't care how slick he is, how muscular he is. If you can't keep him in the trace chains, he ain't no good to you. Is that right, Brother Johnny? My brother's pull logs, cedar, everything. A mule ain't no good if he won't stay in the traces in it. What about it, Brother Ray? You've been in the woods. Amen. You know, a lot of these preachers, they slick as a button. They can bark like a coon dog. Huh? Hey, musker macho. Hallelujah. Amen. But God don't even know where to send a blessing at because they don't know where they're at. They ain't got no home church. They don't want nobody over them. Amen. Come on, talk to me. Amen. You can't depend on them. They like bird dogs. Amen. There's two kinds of bird dogs. There's a pointer and a setter. Someone's like a bird dog. They're always pointing out problems in the church, but you can't never take care of them. Huh? They can always point them out. They don't know what to do to take care of it, but they can always find a pointer. Then you got setters in the church. Every time you need a broadcast, you need a printing machine, every time you need a tent, they set down on you. Hey, setters. But you know the Bible said, beware of them dogs. Beware of them dogs. Amen. Come on, that's the book of amen, hallelujah. Philippians, amen. Beware of them. Amen. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Now watch this. Amen. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh. I'm going to read to you what the word thorn is. Now here was a man that was already caught up into the third heaven and seen where the blessed dead go. He said, least of all the visions and revelations I come to, he said, I was given a thorn in the flesh. Now, you had it if you do, and you had it if you don't. If you don't come to Him, you're in trouble. If you do come to Him, and you're in trouble. God chose the furnace to purify the gold, and whether you like it or not, honey, if you go into heaven, He's going to put you through the fire. And if you, Edmund, actually put you through the fire, if you still don't walk right, He'll send you a thorn in the flesh. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you listening at me? Somebody said, Brother Larry, why did this happen? Why does that happen? Well, maybe you got to have a thorn in the flesh. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Lord, don't make me say that. Hallelujah. How do you feel like you got a thorn in the flesh? You got to be careful preaching. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you what a thorn is. You know, naturally the thorn tree is that bush and that limb and no hardly no limbs, but that big old sticker sticking out, that's called thorns. But that ain't the kind of thorn Paul had. He didn't walk under a tree and stick a thorn in his foot. Come on. Amen. Somebody said, I wonder why I have to go through so much. I know. Because God can give you a little testimony and you think you're ready to win the world. God using the gift, you think you got more than everybody else. Come on, talk to me, church. Talk to me. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah with me. That's given to me. God give it to him. Now, let's see what thorn is. Something that causes distress or irritation. How many's got something that irritates you all the time? Causes irritation and causes distress. Honey, I'm some people's thorn. Hallelujah. Amen. Hello, are you listening at me? Amen. Hallelujah. But Tony said, Brother Hoyt, when he was living, would always get on his toes. That was his thorn. Always causes irritation. Watch this. How many's always got irritation? Amen. You know what? Amen. I just come off that 15-day fast. As soon as you get your strength back. Pray 1 hour. Pray 2 hours. You ought to stay delivered, oughtn't you? But always, just something irritates you. Distress. Boy. Are you listening to me? Woo! Now, why did Paul have this? Because he was having visions. He was having revelations. Being called out in the Spirit. And here was this thorn always irritating him. Somebody said, what is this thorn? Well, let me give you a little example of what history says. But I'm going to show you different. But you know what? History says that Apostle Paul had a crooked hook nose. It says he was beady-eyed, bald-headed, short, and bow-legged. He might have been so ugly if it was just thorn in the flesh. Sometimes, you know, people said when they was little, they had a mom had to tie a pork chop around their neck, get the dog to play with them because it's ugly. Well, maybe that was just thorn in the flesh. No. Let me show you what it was. It says, in the flesh. Now, it was given in the flesh, not in the spirit. Come on. Now he said, I'm going to glory in my infirmities. What was his infirmities? Weakness, feebleness, disease, whatever it was. Come on. Are you listening at me? Amen. Now listen to this. The messenger of Satan. You believe you can have a spirit in your flesh without being in your spirit? Now, I'm not talking about possession now. You can't have God and have to be possessed with a devil. Don't let nobody kid you. Amen. But spirits of infirmities can be in your flesh without being in your soul. Now, Paul had some kind of weakness or feebleness. Now, I'm going to read to you what the word messenger means. Messenger means one who carries a message or does an errand. So, now, you know, the Bible said, amen, that angels was ministering spirits, sent forth to minister those heirs of salvation. Then how many know the devil's got them? Come on. How many believe the devil's got angels? All right, the devil's angels is spirits. Huh? Amen. They serve the devil. They run their errands for him. So there was some kind of spirit in Paul's flesh. Amen. That caused him, when he started getting exalted, amen, he said, now what was this messenger for? Come on, talk to me, church. What was this messenger for? All right? He said a messenger of Satan. It wasn't God. It was given where? In his flesh. The messenger of Satan, amen, worked through his flesh to keep him from getting exalted. Now, what was that messenger in his flesh to do for him? To what? Buffet him. Look at your scripture. Look at your... Is that what it says? B-U-F-F-E-T, buffet. Now, what does the word buffet mean? It means to slap. It means to give you a blow. But like, every time I fast and pray, shall I get slapped down? Yes, sir, honey. Amen. God's keeping me from getting exalted. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you listening at me? Amen. Listen, folks, if you can't control yourself, if you get revelations and get deafness and move in the move of God, when you start thinking you're better than anybody else, here comes your enemy. Amen. Don't flop you down. Somebody shout hallelujah. How many's been slapped down lately? How many's got a blow lately? Somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! That's why some of you preachers get up here. I'm going to whoop that devil. I ain't going to never let him get me down. Hey, devil, here I come. Here they go. They ain't going to come to church for 2 months. Why do I always get slapped down? Quit getting exalted. You had it, you do. So if you don't come to church and don't get him, he'll put it on you. He does without chastising. Where are we all, Pastor? Where we all are partakers. He said, we're bastards, not sons. So if you don't do it, he's going to chasten you. But then if you do it and start getting exalted, he's going to slap you. So you had it if you do and you had it if you don't. So you better do right and stay humble, keeping the devil slapping you. Now, where was that messenger at? Now, where was the erring run at? Talk to me, church. In his flesh. A thorn. Something to irritate him. You know, Paul said, when I would come to you, he said, you would have plucked your eyes out and give to me. But because I tell you the truth, you want to stone me. Huh? Amen. Listen. Amen. Hallelujah. You understand what I'm talking about? Amen. That... Amen. God, let that devil give you a slap. See, it was given unto Paul. It was given unto Paul a thorn in the flesh. The messenger of Satan to buffet him. So what was in his flesh was the spirit. It was the spirit of sickness, nerviness, weakness, whatever kind it was. See, when I first got the Holy Ghost, 33 years ago. I lived in Huntsville. Amen. I was a serviceman. I worked all over Huntsville. And I didn't go to church and I wasn't actually a saint. So I moved away. Amen. Out of Huntsville to Grant Mountain. And I got the Holy Ghost. So the old friends I used to run around with, they wanted to come back down there and eat supper with them. Boy, it sounded good. I said, oh, we'll be there. Man, God told me, said, don't you go. I said, oh, Lord, I want to go. I want to go. Amen. So, I started out, amen, and let me go back and get the rest of it. After I got the Holy Ghost, I went through a position that my nerves went out on me, and I felt like it was going to blow up because I didn't know what it was, but it's a spirit that I picked up from some people, and I didn't know it, and I didn't know that was, you know, in it. And I thought, boy, that was bad. Me got the Holy Ghost, and then nerves failing you, and you about had a nervous breakdown if you didn't, and amen, couldn't even go to hospital, funerals, or nothing else. And amen, I was just getting over it just a little bit, but it was always there. And I said, I'm going to go down there, and the closer to Huntsville I got, the more I started shaking. Now, I felt such a fear, I felt like if I went, I was going to die. And, but I didn't go. Now, see, if I went on over that, I would. God said, if you'd went on down there, you'd backslid. So, see, that spirit was in my flesh without being in my soul. And you know how long I carried that disease or that sickness in my body? It took over a year for that to leave me. You know why? God wanted me to get some age on me. Because I'd fast 2 or 3 days a week. I'd pray. Amen. I stayed in the man's cotton field. Every evening I'd get in from work, I'd waller his cotton down praying. Amen. Tears and sweat running down my eyes and mud balls on my face. And brother, I was praying and seeking God. Amen. Coming to revelations. And amen. God was giving me revelations and visions. And God said, I allowed that spirit to stay in your flesh to buffet you till you get where you could stand the test yourself. Some of you that's in that position, if God let up on you, allowed that messenger to sit from your flesh, you'd fail God. And let me tell you, if some of you don't pick up the pace, you're going to have something come on you to put you in the house of God, to make you come to the place. So you had it if you don't, and you had it if you do. Is that right? All right, let's go a little bit further. Least I should be exalted above measure. Whew. You mean God lets you have things keep you down? Yeah. You mean God lets you have things in your flesh? See, without being in your spirit. Now, where was this messenger at? Messenger of who? Satan! Where was it at? In his flesh. Amen. Now, you can't. Now, I'm not talking about a devil now. I'm talking about the messenger of Satan. I'm talking about, amen, that weakness and that firmness in you. Sickness. Amen. Hallelujah. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, which was 3 times, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in what? Now, did Paul have a weakness? I wish you listened to me. I'm fixing to close my part so this brother can come. How many see that? How many see what I'm talking about? So, amen. When you start getting close to God, you feel them slaps on that jaw. Amen. That means you're getting somewhere with God. See? Amen. Most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmities than in that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I'm just going to read this of it. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches. How many likes reproaches? Anybody like to be talked about? That's what makes me so happy. Because if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you got to suffer persecution. Then if you don't live right, you got persecution. So you had it if you don't, and you had it if you do. Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah. You know what I like, brother? I like them call me one of them old tongue talkers. Boy, that's what I am. They call me old Jesus only. I said I ain't Jesus only. I'm Jesus everything. They call me an old jerker. I say, well, the Spirit of God makes me alive. Hallelujah. Been a long time since they called me a holy roller. I gained a little weight, and it's a little bit harder for me to roll in the floor. But I'm glad we got the name before we did. Amen. How many's glad to take pleasure in reproaches? Hang on with him on holiness. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Are you listening? I'm glad to be holiness. At least I ain't no homemade mess. So I take pleasure in the reproaches. How many like them talk about you? You know, some of these sisters, amen, it's been a long time since they come to me and they said, my life, I get so tired of people calling me old mop head. Won't you shout about it? Whoop! Whoop! Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I do look like a mop head and go to heaven. Look like a Jezebel and go to hell. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Woo! Let's go a little bit further. In necessities, in persecutions. You take pleasure in them? How many like to be talked about? You know, people call me everything in the book. They call me a pulpit slapper, puss the gutted preacher, old Jim Jones. They call me a liar. They call me a misleader. They call me everything. Woo! But you know what? Hey, amen. They won't come to me and face me. Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. They like a little fast dog and little bulldog, like Cuba was. long as Russia's backing them up, they could bark and jump up and turn flips and everything else. But when Russia backed off, they backed off. Hello. That's where people is. They think they got somebody backing them. Man, they'll chew you up and spit you out. But when they back off, they run like a coward. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Say, right? Let them persecute me. Amen. Let them persecute this church. We're one God, apostolic tongue talker, whole roll of heaven down, believe in the liberated power of Jesus' name. Long as we can produce the goods, honey, we'll make the devil ashamed of himself. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. A little bit more. In distresses. Woo! In distresses. I can't come to church. I ain't got no money. You can run all over the country. How come you can't come to church? I'm afraid my car won't make it to church. It makes it to town, don't it? Jean-Claude said, you say you ain't got no money to go to church? You drive a Cadillac? He said, sell your Cadillac and buy you some shoes and walk to church. Come on. Woo! Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, how many takes pleasure in distresses? You ain't where Paul was at. You ain't where Paul was at. How many takes pleasure in it? No wonder the church world is so weak. They want peaches and ice cream instead of turnip greens and pinto beans. Come on. They want chocolate cake and expect to go to heaven. But honey, Paul said, eat some meat first. Said, you need this for your strength. People still wanting us to feed them on milk. Honey, you need some word of God that'll make you put some meat in your craw. Listen to this. He said, in distress is for Christ's sake, for when I am weak. Look here, devil. See them Holy Ghost muscles? You know what you're doing? You're running around. I can't do this. I can't do that. Poor little thing. I'm holding it, you know. You got to live right. You know, all these other people can go to these hellholes, worldly places. I can't go to them. I'm a Christian. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bible said this is joy and speak them full of glory. You can't get that out in the world, honey. Amen. Hallelujah. How many wants to get closer to God? How many wants more in a church house experience? Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I'm going to go to church and be a deacon. Amen. I'm going to tell you one thing. Most everybody's in that position. They ain't deacons. They deacons. First of all, the Bible said that these things be proved among you. One man said, why ain't you got more deacons? At that time, I had one or two. Amen. Thank God I ain't got none now. Somebody shout hallelujah. He said, why ain't you got more? I said, too many people like you won't say you're long enough. Let me train you. Is that right? Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. You're in trouble. You put a bunch of people in there ain't qualified.